Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Thursday, February 16th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. The search continues. Helicopter crash in Alabama. We're watching more TV than ever before, but differently. Elon Musk spoke at the World Government Forum, and absolutely appalling test scores at our city schools. That's all coming up. And then Bill will be here with the message of the day. But first, the drip, drip, drip continues. The FBI conducted two searches at the University of Delaware investigating the president's handling of classified documents. The FBI removed multiple boxes from the president's alma mater, which is home to the Biden Institute. This is the fourth location that the FBI has searched. A Black Hawk helicopter crashed yesterday in Huntsville, Alabama, during a training flight. Two Tennessee National Guardsmen were killed. This is an important reminder that our service members put themselves in harm's way and do dangerous things all the time. Thank you for your service. For the first time ever, U.S. adults spent more time watching digital video platforms like Netflix and YouTube than traditional television. How much TV do you think the average American watches every day? How many hours? 3 hours of TV a day. Now, if you extend that over the life expectancy of a person, 78 years, the average person spends 15 years of their life watching television. Elon Musk spoke at the World Government Summit in Dubai. There were 150 countries present. And he said to the group, "I think we want to be a little bit cautious about being too much of a single civilization. Because if we're too much of a single civilization, then the whole thing may collapse. We need to be wary of actually cooperating too much." If that sounds a little odd, I get it. But we want to have some amount of civilizational diversity, such that if something does go wrong with some part of civilization, then the whole thing doesn't collapse. In other words, Elon Musk spoke out against the idea of a world government at the World Government Summit. Beautiful. You ready for this? One of the most appalling stories you'll ever hear. How this is allowed to continue is beyond me. In the Baltimore public school system, 23 schools have zero students who are proficient at math. Zero, not a single student. Across the state of Illinois, 30 schools have not a single student who can read at grade level, and 53 schools, not a single student is proficient at math. Bill is here with the message of the day. Next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Thursday, I am working hard on my next book, Killing the Witches, The Horror of Salem, Massachusetts. And just this week, both Roseanne Barr and J.K. Rowling, the Harry Potter author, referenced witch hunts. So did former President Trump while speaking about the January 6th situation. Ms. Barr lost her ABC show after crudely attacking Valerie Jarrett, advisor to President Obama. After that, Roseanne could not find work for years. Ms. Rowling made some comments about traditional gender being important that angered the trans mob and its woke supporters. Unlike Roseanne, the author's contract remained and the book sales did not plummet. However, she was viciously attacked on social media and ostracized in many quarters. Today's witch hunt scenario is engineered almost exclusively by leftist zealots who live for virtue signaling. They use the threat of banishment to inhibit speech they don't like. Roseanne Barr made a major mistake for which she has apologized. In spite of that, the woke movement has handed her a life sentence. While current fascist behavior by the left is far short of the actual murders that took place in Salem, it is still cruel and unusual punishment. But the Cast the First Stone crew remains unrepentant. They are a brutal force for bad in this country, and few have the courage to take them on. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's go to the mail. Larry D. Bitonto, Bel Air, Maryland. I heard your explanation of the Black Anthem, but I believe there should be only one anthem, and when it is played, I stand out respect. All other songs are just that, songs. Okay. Priscilla Happel, Highlands Ranch, Colorado. Your coverage of the Super Bowl before, during, and after was very good, O'Reilly. Take exception to the Black National Anthem. My concern, question to you, is why does the Black community need a special song? Because they were brutalized for 250 years. All right? Let's be honest. African Americans, a terrible legacy in this country. Now, we have done everything that I think we can do as a country to reverse that. But back then, in the year 1900, when that song was written, there was a lot of suffering. So if they want a special song, we should give them a special song. Dan Doviak, Connecticut. Tolan, I should know that. I worked in Hartford. Bill, more than a 20-year listener and watcher, my most trusted journalist and historian is you, of all your killing books. I'm okay with the singing of Lift Every Voice before the Super Bowl, but I'm not okay with it becoming a national anthem. Well, I'm glad you were dialed in, because it isn't. Anybody calls it out as being fallacious, word of the day. Howard Sherratt, Cibolo, Texas. The reason Carrie Lake didn't stand for the song is that every time a theme is created that we are going to stand and show respect, as you said, most of the NFL is Black, so what? No, it isn't just so what. We need to respect each other. Important. In a moment, something you might not know.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Since COVID hit 3 years ago, the federal government has spent more than $5 trillion to vanquish the contagion. Financial aid includes direct payments to families, small businesses, hospitals, first responders. But a significant amount of the money simply has disappeared. A report from Bloomberg claims hundreds of billions of dollars were siphoned off by fraud. Here are some examples of what criminologists are calling the scam of the century. The Paycheck Protection Program, better known as PPP. With nearly all businesses shut down, the government provided cash to cover employees' salaries. Economists believe 12% of all payments were phony. Total cost to the taxpayer, $120 billion stolen. The COVID unemployment relief program. Full benefits were given to the unemployed for more than 2 years. At least half went to organized crime and international criminals. Total loss, $200 billion. Then there's the COVID disaster relief fund. The feds picked up the tab for families dealing with financial emergencies caused by the contagion. That includes financial services, often equipment to work from home, buying a car. The amount stolen in that program, $80 billion. Finally, fake charities. The Biden administration has given out at least $900 million to fraudulent organizations. Most promised to disperse the money to senior citizens, but then keep it for themselves. In total, the federal government has given 30 million loans to individuals and businesses since April 2020. Economists believe up to 15% of those loans are bogus. To combat all the fraud, the White House created an independent task force to crack down. However, less than $1 billion has been recovered by the Fed so far. And here's something else you might not know. The COVID public health emergency will officially end on May 11th, but if you think that means the end of the scam of the century, you're wrong. The Biden administration will hand out another $600 billion in the next 3 months. Back after this.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.